From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials still searching for the main terrorism suspect. Belgian prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raids in Brussels Sunday has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police continue to seek top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which of the options he has he will choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. The killing follows another attack earlier in the day when Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian teenager and wounded a teenage girl Monday in Jerusalem after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank and an increase in the number of bypass roads, creating separate routes for Palestinians and Israelis. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. They include Burundi's Minister of Public Security, Deputy National Police Director, a former intelligence chief, and a former Minister of Defense. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says American special forces will go into northern Syria very soon on their mission to help coordinate local fighters and the efforts of a U.S.-led coalition targeting Islamic State militants. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Brett McGurk said Sunday during an appearance on CBS Television's Face the Nation that while the troops are going into Syria, the U.S. will not say exactly when that will happen. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists. In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President François Hollande that French jet fighters could use a British air base in Cyprus to launch their attacks on Islamic State targets and also offered air-to-air refueling services. France is intensifying its attacks on Islamic State targets in Syria in the aftermath of the recent Paris attacks. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Iran's Supreme Leader Monday after arriving in Tehran for a one-day trip. He is in the city to attend a summit of gas-exporting countries. The incoming government of Myanmar, led by the National League for Democracy, is expected to focus on improving the country's agricultural sector. Ron Corbin reports.
While Myanmar, also known as Burma, has experienced much economic reform since the military made way for more civilian control since 2011, change has been slower to come to the agricultural sector. Some 70% of Myanmar's 54 million people make their living from agriculture, but many face high levels of debt. And a failure of the local credit system has forced many farmers into the hands of moneylenders. Myanmar's economy, buoyed by foreign investment and an easing of international sanctions, has experienced economic growth of around 8% a year and more than $8 billion in funds flowing in from overseas investors. Analysts say the increased attention to boosting growth in Myanmar's rural and agricultural sector will help increase rural incomes, currently among the lowest in Southeast Asia. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble 2 days after a landslide near a jade mine. Reuters reports while friends and family have identified some of the bodies, stacks of unidentified bodies wrapped in blue tarp remain. Mali began 3 days of mourning Monday for the victims of Friday's hotel attacks that killed 19 people. Neighboring Senegal, Mauritania, and Guinea are also observing periods of mourning. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.